It is so nice to see a guest come in person. We've got Anita Stewart. Hi, Anita. Thank you.
Hi.
You need your headphone. Can you not set her up? You didn't know she's coming in.
That's right.
You?
I didn't know she
see,
was
we're used
in.
To everybody calling in.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So I just want
to
say.
I can go to the car and call in if you want.
Hey, while you're here, it's good to see you, Anita.
Nice to see you, Kevin.
It's good to be seen. We're just used to a lot of times people, especially in the interest of their time, right? They're working and things, as I know you are too, but you're here in town, so we thank you very much for stopping by.
No problem. It's nice seeing people.
Yes, exactly. That was kind of my point. We do talk to you about every 10 days or so in our Clinton County Chamber of Commerce and WILO. Leading with 2020 vision, and we'll give Anita a chance to put her headphones on. So we will go ahead and say, if you do have any questions, you can always give us a call when we're talking to these guests at 659-3338 or 1-800-447-4463. Although we try to keep everybody pretty covered as we have been. I think, if I'm not mistaken, Anita, don't we have just a couple days left in our fundraising campaign?
Yeah, actually tomorrow is the last day the campaign. Now, we do have a couple that are doing what we call off-cycle campaigns, mm-hmm. but the majority of it will end tomorrow.
Okay, so how do you feel? I know this is 2020 vision, and we sometimes talk about coronavirus, and we could talk about that and the way it impacts United Way in a minute. But
sometimes.
I know. I'm again, like I said, I'm tired of it. Oh, I'm trying not to have my fatigue too much. How do you feel it's been going over this last couple months?
Actually, I was really excited with our pay setters. They did a great job. And then we've had some ups, and then we've had a couple disappointments. But I think overall it's going to balance out. So I think we'll probably come in close to what we did last year. I think we'll barely make the goal, but just looking at numbers and stuff, I think we're going to do it. I think we're going to hit it.
Which is probably good.
Yeah.
I mean, right, for this year? I mean, that's, you kind of probably would expect maybe it to be down or something with COVID. Things are so uncertain, but that's good.
Yeah.
If you're anywhere near that goal, that's good, I think.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. I know that we get like a United Way breakfast. It's like an email that comes out, mm-hmm. and a lot of them are talking about how their campaigns are down, especially in industry where, people have been laid off. But
sure.
So far, so good for us. So I'm very happy about that. We have a lot of needs here.
Yeah, for sure. And as we get to know a little bit more about the United Way, as we all have here, particularly in the radio and with you, we learn more about what they do, and you've got to, whether it's United Way or anything, you've got to think of new creative ways to fundraise. And I know one of those was partnering with John Virtue and his three downtown businesses, Pepe's and Johnny V's and I always forget the pizza place, Ken.
Greek's
Pizzeria. So we did that a couple. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
And I love pizza. But we did that a couple Saturdays ago, and I think you had given a final total when we did our senior fair over here. But it was a little less than $1,000, wasn't it?
It was over $700. Yeah.
Okay. So every little bit helps, and that's something new this year.
Right. And actually, we just did a fundraising thing at Pizza King last night. They were willing to do that. And so we don't know what outcome was, because we'll find out today. But we also had planned to do Angry Donkey and Booker's and Kirkland.
Awesome.
And we've had to cancel because of that nasty word nobody likes.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that we was able to do it with John Virtue. And I just want to thank John for doing that and being he's always been community minded, you know. So
he was very open to the idea. And actually,
that's
Jack
awesome.
Ransom worked with him and they came up with a plan. And Carol and I just kind of helped see it through and he made it happen.
Good.
So it was very nice.
Doesn't it seem like just last week you and Carol were in here to start that 2-week promotion?
Yeah.
They were.
They were. Yeah,
yeah,
it was just 2 weeks.
So I don't
know
if that's
yesterday.
Good or bad.
Yeah, I know. I think it's good, but time flies when
it's
you're having
good.
Fun, right?
It's all good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's talk about that word that nobody likes in our leading with 2020 vision. Anything we need to know from the United Way concerning COVID and
just that we're being very cautious, like everybody else. We were just starting to meet with groups of people and stuff like that. And once again, we're going back to Zoom. We want to respect everybody. And so I'm not excited about it personally because I like being with people, but I think we need to do what's right and make sure we're not helping spread the disease. So we are going back to Zoom.
Doing what you can. Yeah. Had you got Had you got back to some in-person stuff?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that's disappointing, isn't it?
Yeah. So they were smaller groups, but our volunteers would be able to get together. We had little meetings, and some of our board was able to get together, and just meeting with some of our agencies, and we're back to nothing again.
It is pretty disappointing to have to go back after you've come.
You
come
bet.
We start making some progress.
Well, if you asked me in my office, I was throwing a fit. Go, no, you're not doing this. But I don't get a choice, so. Yeah.
One thing I did want to ask you, because you sent out a couple things. Number one, you're looking for bell ringers, correct?
Yes.
Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
So Edith from Salvation Army actually contacted us, and they're one of our agencies that we support. And she said, Anita, we have a couple things that we really need help with. And number one is Thanksgiving time. They're not going to have enough meals to be able to provide for as many people. She said they're only going to be able to do for about 100. And she said, is there any other agencies or anybody doing anything? So I didn't bring my paper with me, but there is a group that from the Neighborhood Center who's doing meals, and they'll actually deliver. They'll follow all the COVID rules. And then the bell ringers, she was talking about how they're really down. They've had a lot of theft in their store, so people, their funds aren't there because of COVID and because of so much theft in the store. And so they need bell ringers and stuff to be able to raise money, and all the money that we collect in Clinton County actually stays here. So we're looking for volunteers to ring those bells. If you want to do it through United Way, you can do it through Rotary, but they definitely need bell ringers, so... if you want something like that, you can contact me at United Way or Edith directly, and you go online and sign up to ring the bell.
Thanksgiving Day dinners, is that, I know it's something we've done. I know who the person is. I got the information in my office, which if you want it, I'll give it to you. Are we going to have that this year or what?
They are not providing the meal at the Neighborhood Center where they go in and eat. They can either drive by or they're actually delivering to their homes.
Okay. Because, you know, that's something that's been a tradition here ever since I've been here.
Yeah.
That, you know, you just go in about, say, 11 to 1, 11 to 2, whatever, and you'll have a, you know, big meal right there for you.
Yeah, they're going to do the same meal as far as that goes. And Chris Leslie is who I spoke with as far as what they're doing, and they've actually upped their meals 100 this year. So if people are interested, they're wanting them to let them know as soon as possible because they may need to up the numbers and get more food. So if it's something our families need, the sooner they can contact them and let them know, you'll probably have a better luck of getting a meal.
So when are you guys going to have a get-together? You usually have a breakfast to go over the numbers, let people know. When is that coming up?
We don't do that until March.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's still a couple months.
I thought you did something before the end of the year, though. To kind of like a little meeting, et cetera, maybe a quick little lunch or whatever.
Yeah, we do like a quick little lunch just to say, hey, this is what our numbers were. But we actually do our annual meeting in March. So, there's a little pep rally, and I don't know if we'll be doing that, but we'll celebrate somehow, and we'll let you know more about that.
Have you become a superhero yet?
I have been a superhero several times.
That's what I hear.
I don't have in that costume yet, but I'm still working on that. What do you think, Kevin? Should we get him in a costume?
Yes.
Yes, we should.
I'm in my own costume. I'm going to be as I want to be right now.
We got one more day.
Ken performs some superhero duties around here
sometimes. I think he does, too.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. So
it's kind of funny with the superheroes. We have people who actually stop and come and knock on the door and say, hey, can we go take a picture on your building? We're like, sure, go out and take your picture. So everybody really loves the building.
Know, maybe that would be part of a good Facebook promotion. Just upload your photos to the United Way page or something, you know, and maybe give something away or something with your favorite superhero costume. You got to be Superman for Halloween, Ken.
I'm not touching that line because I can go so many different ways with that.
All right. Well, what else do we need to know, Anita?
I just think for Christmas time, we're getting a lot of calls for Christmas already. It's October, and I mean, there's a big concern. So I think that the big thing is that if people are wanting or need help with their family, that they contact either Tristan at the YMCA or Susie at the Boys and Girls Club. There's a form that they fill out to go through. So all the other organizations basically funnel through those two.
That's good.
And the two of us are meeting tomorrow to kind of get more details, so we'll get that out there. But I'm just telling you, I'm getting calls like crazy for Thanksgiving and Christmas, and it just kind of breaks my heart, honestly, to think that there's so many people in our community that have those needs.
I think what we probably need to do is we need to get together a group who are in charge of that stuff, and maybe you guys, and just, you know, have a little session like maybe here and do that.
We can do that.
I think that would be a good idea.
Yeah, maybe I'll get Susie and Tristan, and we can all come in.
I was also thinking if whoever's in charge of the neighborhood center and those, you know, those kind of people, because the name you gave me is not the one I knew who was in charge. So.
Yeah, there's several people, but Leslie's just the one I spoke with.
Okay, all right.
So.
Okay.
All right, Anita. Well, always good to see you.
All right. Well, thanks for letting me come in person.
You're welcome. When do we have her back in, Ken?
Second Monday, whatever that.
That'll be Monday, November 9th.
Yep. It's always the day of the board meeting, so that's how I remember that one.
There you go.